Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn.
Everyone, welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, December 1st, 2012. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles. I can't believe it's December 1st already. It seems as if we were just saying, welcome New Year 2012. But you know what? As time moves on, you know, and things happen and we progress, and it's all good. You know, from my perspective, it is all good. Well, for today's show, we have an amazing, amazing guest with us. And when she was first brought to my attention to have her come on the show, I heard her name and I'm like, wait a minute, I think I know who she is. And it was just so funny. As soon as I heard her music, I'm like, wait a minute, not only do I know who she is, I've seen her in concert several times. Her name is Mesa Leek, and many of you know her, you've heard her music. She has a jazz cult following. She is just an amazing, phenomenal singer. She is from Baltimore, Maryland, and she just has this, this CD out called Motions of Love, and I really think, you know, it needs to get a little bit more play and some more airtime and so on. However, as we move forward and try to get this show on the road, because I would really love the opportunity for you to get to know her and to get to hear her music, her diversity. Her voice is just so amazing. I just love listening to her voice, and her collaborations with other artists have been quite pleasant and pleasing to the ear as well. So I'm going to start off by playing some music for you so that you can hear or get an idea of who she is while we try to figure out and find out where she is. Thank you so much. I feel so out of place.
that you're hurting me, and I want. If you really care, I mean, if you really, really care, then open up your heart to me. Open up to me. Open up to me.
Originally done by Angela Beaufield, and I just enjoy that song so much. If this was a listening show where you just had to listen to music, I would probably play that song for you over and over and over again. It's just an amazing song, and to hear Mesa do it, it just makes me feel real, real good. So please, allow me the opportunity to bring to you Mesa. Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Everything's great.
That's excellent. I am so glad that you are joining us, taking the time out to join us today. And I have to tell you a funny story. Okay. Okay. Initially, when Angela brought you to my attention, he goes, Mesa Leek. And I'm like, huh? I said, that name sounds familiar. I'm like, Yeah, I think I know who she is. Not only do I know who you are, I've gone to concerts and watched you perform several times.
Oh.
And I'm like, so wait, cool. Duh, I know who she is. I stood there going, oh, my God, this woman can sing. Yes, I saw you at the Clifford Brown Jazz Fest. I think it was last year with Jonathan Butler. Yeah, I live in the Wilmington area, so I saw you there.
Okay.
And I also saw you perform with Will Downing, I think at the Capital Jazz Fest 1 year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay. Girl, you're bad.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's learn a little bit more about you, because your music is so soulful and it's just so filled with emotion and passion. Who is the woman behind all of that beautiful, powerful music?
Wow. I don't know. I guess I'm someone who just loves love. I love loving people, and I love being in love, and I love just being, you know, compassionate towards people. So I guess it just comes out in the music, you know, whether I'm going through the happy times or sad times. I don't know any other way to express myself but through my music.
Okay. Now, how did you get your start?
I started back in 1991. I auditioned for Stevie Wonder when he came to Morgan. I was at Morgan State and on the Morgan State University Choir at the time. And my best friend had left Baltimore to go sing with Jim a couple years prior to that. He was looking for an alto-type voice like mine, and she asked him, could I audition? And I auditioned for him, and I passed the audition, but I wasn't finished Morgan yet, so I asked him, could I complete the last year? And he said, okay. And when I got to L.A. a year later, he was working on the Jungle Fever project with Spike Lee. So I got my first professional opportunity was to sing background on several songs on that record.
And you studied classical music. You didn't study the traditional, most people who study music in college, they usually start out with classical music.
Right. I mean, yeah, I started out with opera, and I have a degree in classical performance and all that kind of stuff. So, but I just didn't want to continue that road. I wanted to be a jazz. I mean, my dream was to be a jazz funk vocalist. And
can I ask you a quick question? What is that about? Because my sister studied classical music at Howard, and she wound up doing jazz singing too. What's that about?
I just think it's a choice. It's just a choice. I mean, the training is great. And it's what you have to do to get through school. I mean, it's pretty much, you know, you have to do what you have to do. But I just don't want to live in that world. It's just not the world I wanted to pursue. It's a lot to that.
Okay.
It's more than just singing. It's a lot. You have to live a lifestyle and a certain way of a certain discipline. And I didn't want that discipline.
Okay, understood. Okay. So when you were a kid, was there some kind of music influence?
Oh, yeah, my God. My parents, first of all, were like DJs almost. I mean, they played so much great music in our household, you know. I mean, it's just all about the music. We did everything to music. Everything was about music. They played mostly funk and R&B, a little bit of jazz, but mostly funk and R&B music, and that's all I grew up on. Like, for instance, my mother, instead of waking us up to go to school in the morning, she would just play the Gap Band, get up in the morning, whatever, and she would play that really loud, so you'd have no choice but to get up in the morning.
Yeah, that's...
So that's how she communicated.
that sounds great. I wish I would have thought of that when I was trying to wake my daughter up. Now, after you started singing with Stevie Wonder, where did you go from there?
I got an audition for Incognito through a Bluey's best friend. His name was Steve Harvey. It's Steve Harvey. He's a drummer from Scotland and a producer and drummer from Scotland. And I was doing some work with him, and he owed me some money for a session I had done. And I was calling him about it. And he said, well, Mesa, I don't have the money right now, but would you be interested in auditioning for my best friend? He has a band in London. And he will see me as a new American singer. And I was like, yeah, of course I would. So I auditioned. I talked to Bluey on the phone one day about music, and it turned out to be my audition. He asked me to sing a few lines of Don't You Worry About a Thing, and I did. And the next morning, his manager said that I had the gig and that they weren't even going to wait to bring me over. They just told me to bring my stuff and let's start.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't go that easy nowadays, right?
No. That was just a magical moment.
That was your time, and that was your opportunity. So, mm-hmm. And it was great for you. Now, mm-hmm. You have, when you were with Incognito for a while, and then mm-hmm. you decided to pursue your own solo career, how did that come about?
Well, I was at the North Sea Jazz Festival with Incognito. We were performing in front of about 18,000 people at one time. And after the show, I was coming down the ramp. We were on a big stage, and I was coming down the ramp to go to the dressing room. And Carl Griffin, he was the VP of A&R at GRP Records then. He was walking up the ramp as I was walking down. He said, Mason, you know, introduced himself. And he said, I think it's time for your solo career. And I was like, really? And he's like, yeah, I think it's time for you to do a solo career. And that's pretty much how I started, how it happened. I mean, another magical moment, you know.
That is, it's not magical. It's your destiny.
Yeah.
You call it magic. Yeah. I'm going to say it was your destiny. Now, you have done how many albums solo-wise?
I've done 9, and I'm just starting number 10.
Really? And what's number 10 going to be called?
I don't know yet. I'm in the very, 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 very premature stages of the whole thing. Like, I mean, I'm not even... I have an idea about the direction of this album. It's going to be more of a dance record than I've ever done in life. So,
really?
Yeah, it's going to be more up-tempo. I need it to be up right now because I'm trying to shy away from any seriousness right now because I just lost my mom in August, and she was my best friend in the world, and I don't want the album to be about how I feel about that. That's something I want to keep to myself.
I understand.
So I kind of have to just do something on the total opposite way, and just I think I'm going to just dance and sing and start dancing towards this jazz funk diva I've always wanted to be. I'm gonna work on that.
Well, it sounds to me that like based on the brief things you said about your mom, that you are embracing her by going in that direction.
Absolutely. She told me before she passed away, she was like, Mesa, no matter what happens to me, you keep going. Don't miss any of your shows. You keep all your obligations and all your commitments and don't miss anything. You keep going. You hear me? And I was like, yes, ma'am. And that's what I got to do.
Yes, and if she's playing the Gap Band for you. So it seems to me that she's she's influencing this album.
Yeah. Yes, she sure is.
Yes. Now, you have an album, a recent album, Motions of Love. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be, that was your baby, huh?
Yeah. My last 3 records have been my baby, especially the Metamorphosis and Motions of Love. A Woman in Love, I love that one too.
Mm-hmm.
But these two records, I don't know, they're marking times in my life where I know that when I'm about 20 years from now, God willing, that I will look back on them and know that those were turning points in my life.
Okay.
Emotions of Love was a huge turning point for me. Because I broke up with somebody I was with for about five years, we were together. But we had an on and off relationship. At the point of me starting this record, we broke up out of nowhere, and it startled me and it shocked me because we were doing so well. And so I could do nothing but put my whole, everything was about this man and what, how I was dealing with it, how I was dealing with the aftermath, and how I was dealing with how I felt and how angry I was with him and how I forgave him and all these, you know, all these different things that I was going through. I managed to throw it all into the record.
And I Try, which is what we played in the beginning, that was one of the songs off of that album, correct?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We also have, I have a few songs of yours that I would love for people to hear. And I would like for you to give me a little bit of background, you know, where you were emotionally on this particular song when it was done. Because I believe I have 4 songs. We've already did one, and two of them are from the Motions of Love album, and one is from the Woman in Love album.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I have to tell you, I have a special place in my heart for Will Downing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we kind of grew up together, and we still stay in touch, and I just love him. He's just such a genuine gem of an individual and friend, and an amazing talent as well. So I have Love Theory.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, so if you don't mind, I would like to play Love Theory, but can you give us a little background about that?
Well, my producer, Chris Davis, Big Dog we call him, he was working on the track, and he let me hear it, and he told me the song was called Love Theory, and I was like, okay. So he said, well, just go write it now. And I was like, okay. And I said, well, who do we get to? I said, we should make this a duet. And I said, well, who do we get to call? And I said, and we were like, well, you think Will would do it? And we both were saying, yeah. And he said, yeah, I think Will would do it. And I said, I don't know, I'm going to ask him. And so we just called him, and he said, sure. And that's easy as it got. I mean, Will's been in my corner and really been a good friend of mine for a long time, and he's very supportive of me trying to make it out here, and he's just a nice man. So he wrote it, he wrote most of it, and I wrote a little bit of it, and then we recorded it. So it was a great experience.
Okay, so I'm going to play this for our listeners so they can get a little hint of how great your collaboration was.
Okay.
The things we have to do to make this work, this relationship between me and you, far beyond the obvious physicality. This goes way beyond what the human eye can see. I need to go deep inside your mind, see the common things inside of you that we might find. Can be the happy ever after. All these things we can be, that's a theory that's relative to me. That's a love theory of me and you. That's a love theory.
The way I see it, these are the things we have to do.
We have to
make this work, this relationship between me and you. Far beyond the obvious physicality. This goes way beyond what the human eye. Vocals on that. It's just, you know, the way you collaborated.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, you know, and that's really interesting too, because you have to love what you do, and you hear that love and passion when you sing.
Yeah. This is all I know how to do. It's everything, my whole life. Everything is wrapped up in this, so.
That's good. That is excellent. Now, okay, I understand that you have this, you love life and you love living and you love love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you bring that forth in all of your music and your selections. And the Motions of Love CD was a turning point in your life. And because I was reading some of your website reading some of your bio and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you really poured your heart out into that CD, huh?
I really did.
And, you know, not a lot of people go to therapists for what you did for yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I do, even in my live shows, it's like therapy for me. And people help me get through it, and you know, we laugh and joke and talk it out, and I feel so much better, and I hope that people that come to the show feel better, too, about their situations, because it's really all, you know, if we really understand, everybody wants to be loved, but it's not that deep. Like, I mean, the thing is, it hurts for a long time. It hurts for a while, and you get over it when you get over it. But there will be somebody else. There is somebody else out there for you, and you just have to just focus on yourself, and then the things will come. And I've gotten to the point where, you know, I thought I could never not have a boyfriend. Like, I always wanted a boyfriend in my life. So the guys I've been with have been long-term. I've had probably three boyfriends my whole life, and I've been long-term relationships. And I've always stuck with them through thick and thin, even when I should have left them alone. And that's the problem where at turning 46 years old, I realized, you know what, I don't feel like this anymore. And if the person comes to me and they're not right, then I'm able to let them go. And I wish I had learned this lesson when I was 26.
Well, that's what happens. You're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You have to go through those. Yeah, you have to go through a process, because I'm sure there was somebody older telling you, you know, girl, let it go. And you were like, they don't know what they're talking about. And now
that's
you're
right.
That person.
Right. That's the thing. That's what life's all about, because you do become that person.
Yes. Now, you've also had some amazing full circle situations in your life, especially on this particular Emotions of Love CD. You had the opportunity, you started off with Stevie Wonder, and you had the opportunity to do a song written by Stevie Wonder, correct?
Right. Really, I mean, written for me in my face. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, not for me, but written for the record.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, I went to a studio to do another song that my friend had written. But he just started writing this song all of a sudden. And she said, Steve, is this a Mesa song or a Stevie song? He said, this is a Mesa song. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm watching Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder write a whole new song for me to sing. What is going on? That's weird.
Those are your blessings, because you have to understand that when you give love and you show love and you're, you know, and it's sincere and it's honest, God blesses you with things.
Sorry.
So this is what's going on with you. You're being blessed.
Absolutely being blessed.
Yes. So I want to play the song. It's called Have Sweet Dreams, and it's with Stevie Wonder, correct?
Well, I sang it all, but he wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah, my girlfriend wrote it, yeah.
And he wrote it
for Michelle Obama.
Oh, really? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
He's playing the harmonica on this as well?
Yes, he is, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play this for our audience to hear, okay?
Okay.
Though no one can see it in your lovely smile, it is time for you to be where I can soothe you. Come inside my deepest love just for a while and have sweet dreams till the morning. Have sweet dreams through the night. Have sweet dreams. There could be nothing that's further from the truth. But you were born to give the world of hope and power. And I was made to love you when your day is through. So have sweet dreams till the morning. Have sweet dreams through the night. Have sweet dreams. But the good part is that on all those days
I love Stevie Wonder. I grew up on Stevie Wonder, and every song that he's ever done, it has such color to it, you know, and such warmth and life. And, you know, for someone who's, you know, has sight issues, he's blind, you wonder, where does all this come from? It's amazing. I just find it so amazing.
It is. It was amazing to watch him just start it. I mean, I don't know where he got it. It just came out of nowhere. It was amazing to watch.
Unless he can see stuff we can't, and he's just not telling us. And how does he know she has an amazing smile? You know, I mean, we know that as a fact. We know that to be true.
Right.
You know, so it's just, it just boggles my mind, the genius that lies within inside that wonderful man. So, and so you, let's see, you have been coined a jazz artist, but with this motion CD, you're trying to show us that you have a different side to yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it just came out naturally, but of course, you know, this kind of soulful stuff is really what I'm trying to show right now. I really want to just get into this soulful. I mean, I don't even want to call it R&B. I just want to say it's soul music.
Oh, you want to let your hair down now, huh?
Huh?
You want to let your hair down now.
Oh, yeah. It's not so much. The smooth jazz thing was nice for a minute, but, of course, we know where that went. And I just don't want to be known as a smooth jazz thing. I want to be known as a soul singer. I want to be known as a jazz funk soul vocalist. That's all that I am.
And that's good because, you know, the crossover, and it's not even about crossover appeal or anything. It's about what you feel comfortable with doing.
Because,
you know, a lot of people, they go with where they think the numbers are.
I never do that. I don't care what the numbers are. I just know what people who support my music, I know what they like.
And there are, you have a following that's unbelievable because I have to tell you that when you came to the Clifford Brown Jazz Fest, and you were with Jonathan Butler, I made like a little comment on one of the blogs. Oh my goodness, you had to hear tons and tons of people like Mesa was off the chart. Mesa.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I was like, she is phenomenal. Yes. And you really did a wonderful job there at that event. And you did tell some of your story as well about the relationship at that event also, and you know, but just the fact that I believe, and this is me thinking, that no matter what you do, they're going to follow you.
They've been taking care of me for 21 years now.
Yes.
And really appreciate it, you know.
And not a lot of people have that kind of career. They can't turn around and say, for 20 years I've been doing this.
Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, you already know how to do what you need to do. So there's no mistaking anything about what you can do. It's just that we're going to be sitting here going, what's she going to do next?
Well, that's good. I hope so.
Yeah, so in your showing that you got some flavor going on, you did a song called Flower Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that particular song shows a different side of you as well. Where were you when you did that song, you know, emotionally, musically?
I think that basically, you know, as far as lyrically, I was in a place where it's just you want to be special to somebody. You want to be that person that a man is so crazy about that. He wants to send you flowers all the time. You know, he wants to give you flowers, or he wants you to know that he's thinking about you. And I want to be special like that to somebody.
Well,
and, you know, I haven't really met that kind of person who, I know there's men out there who are like that, who, you know, I'm not saying I have to be spoiled all the time and I want diamonds and furs and all that. I'm not that kind of girl, but I do like, you know, somebody to show me how they feel about me and, or, you know, from time to time, do something special to show that they care about me, you know what I mean? And that's the kind of person I am, so I would like that kind of reciprocal relationship, and that's what I haven't had yet, so I'm going to get that, though.
Oh, definitely you're going to get that. You don't have to worry about that. But my thing is, if you meet him and he has a brother.
Okay. Definitely. And it's all ironic that the guy that I broke up with, he's kind of like, he's like that in a sense. He's attentive and we're friends. We're really good friends now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's where we were supposed to. That's where we landed, as really, really good friends.
Okay. And that's good, because that way you can move on to the next situation without having any karma,
right.
Any karma,
right.
No karma
Absolutely.
At all. And you know that you will walk into this without the baggage, free and clear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so now we're going to play Flower Girl with Dwelle, correct?
Yeah, Dwelle, yeah.
Yes, hold on.
Natural, sensual, vibrant, beautiful. Colorful, delicate, uniquely free.
Soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that just shows, you know, you have the versatility and I'm sure that this new creation that you're in the process of is going to be something amazing.
I hope so. I believe I'm going to work really hard on it, so
that's
we'll definitely see.
So when do you expect to be finished with this project?
Probably in about 3 months.
Oh, that's soon. That's real soon.
Yeah.
So we can expect to see something in about 3 months from you, or
well,
you
probably
know.
In late spring, maybe.
Okay, that's great. Now, where are you going to be performing so that, you know, the listeners can check you out?
Well, I'm going to be at the week. I'm at the Rams Head on tomorrow, actually, in Annapolis, Maryland, and then I'm going to be for New Year's, I'm singing in Huntington Beach, California, with
okay.
Kim Waters and Brian Simpson.
Wow.
And then earlier next year, I'm going to be at the Howard Theater in D.C. It's going to be really special, those two shows around Valentine's Day. I'm hoping there's no snow. because I have been bringing in a four-piece string quartet. So I'm using my big band, which incorporates a three-piece horn section, four singers, percussion, and it's just a huge, I call it a jazz funk soul symphony. We're going to introduce that to the world. And during the year, hopefully, you know, we're going to build and build and build and keep, until we get a little tour going. So we're going to push this year, we're going to really push the JFSS, that's what I call it. We're going to push that this year.
Okay, great. That sounds like you're going to be real busy.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, you definitely will. And I have to tell you, you know, you meet people, you've seen them perform, and they have such an amazing stage presence, and sometimes they're not so nice.
No.
You are not that at all.
Oh,
my goodness, you are just so, you're amazing, you're warm, you're just, I love you.
Thank you, honey, thank you so much, I appreciate that.
You're welcome, and it was like a pleasure to get to know you. And if people want to follow you, do you have a website where they can go and they can, you know, keep tabs on you?
Yeah, I have NASA.com, and then also, that needs to be updated, though. I got to really update the site, but NASA.com right now. And then also, I'm on Twitter as Mesa Leak, MaysaLeak. I'm also on Instagram as Blue Roses Girl. And then I'm on Facebook on three pages as Mesa, Mesa Leak 2, and Mesa Leak 3. And I think I have to do a fourth one because I don't know how to do that like page. So I keep saying.
Okay. Well, I have to say it was an amazing opportunity here. For me, it is, because never in my wild imagination when I was standing, I know I would have this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure just taking the time out to listen to your music and also find out who the person was behind this amazing music. And we thank you. I'm sure my listeners are grateful for this opportunity. And I would also like to take the opportunity to thank Double Exposure.
Oh, yes, me too. Thank you.
Yes. So hopefully you will come back to us, because we would love to have you back on the show when your next project is completed.
Okay, honey, that'd be great.
Yes, and I have to tell you, it was a very good opportunity. It was fun for me. I had a good time. I enjoyed you, and I want you to have a wonderful holiday.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And to all my listeners, we'll be back again, and be safe, and just take it easy. Okay? Okay, thanks all.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.